Oasis Audio presents Old Fashioned by Renee Gutteridge. Read for you by Brooke Heldman. Chapter 1. His day started out quiet and ordinary, the way he liked and assured himself of. The morning light of early autumn rose in the east and filtered through the old, cracked windows of the antique shop, carrying with it smells of dust and wood shavings and varnish. Every morning for 9 years, before the sun fully slipped from its covers, Clay had unlocked the old shop. The store was tidy and presentable, like a perfectly tailored suit, showcasing the uniqueness of all the antiques. Everything, as it always did, had its place. This morning he stood in the midst of them, carefully surveying the room and inventorying what he might need to acquire this week. Some items he found at estate sales, others, the more unique pieces, George brought his way. Most needed, at the very least, a good buffing. Typically, they needed much more. They came to him as trash. But with hard work, tried and true elbow grease, there was rarely anything that couldn't be restored. There was no magic in it, but sometimes when he was finished, it felt otherworldly. A piece would arrive at his doorstep hopeless and pathetic, and leave him one day treasured and beautiful. Wax did wonders, so did sandpaper and paint. But the truth was, not everything could be fixed. It was this early part of the morning that he loved so much, before the busyness of the day began. At the back part of the shop, through the swinging doors, was his little slice of heaven, where the smell of sawdust stirred in him a delight he'd never been able to fully explain to another soul. Clay set his keys and coffee mug aside, keeping the front lights off because Mrs. Hartnett had a bad habit of dropping by before the crack of dawn if she saw a light on.